Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 17, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go to St. George, Utah, and to Senior Director, Mr. Steve Crabtree. Steve, are you on?
I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Steve. I understand you have some recognition that you would like to give out tonight.
I do. Actually, you know what? Things are exciting on my team right now, and I've got Mr. Zach Turner that is in Oklahoma City area, and he's got a couple of associates that he wants to recognize for leveling up. And I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to Zach because he is just on fire in Oklahoma. And so, Zach, are you by chance there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, Zach, go ahead and let us know who we got to recognize tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, Mr. Crabtree. For those of you who don't know, my name is Zach Turner. I'm the region manager out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You two ladies are just great examples of what we can be as associates. Both of them have full-time jobs. One of them has 2 degrees. One of them's got a full-time job and going to school, and they both leveled up, like, almost immediately. One of them in, like, 2 days. Michaela, are you on the call?
Yeah,
this is Michaela Kennel. She's out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'll let her go over and just introduce herself.
Okay, so I'm Michaela. My coworker Michelle actually told me about Legal Shield, and I was immediately interested. I decided to become an associate because I love money, of course, and I love helping people. I was a little skeptical about becoming an associate because I'm not very outgoing to where I can just talk to random strangers, but Michelle and Zach have been helping me come out of my comfort zone a little bit, so I'm excited to see where the company goes and where it takes me.
Great. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, that girl right there, she's someone to look up to, honestly. She's going big places. The other is Mrs. Laura Morgan. She's also out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Laura is a full-time NICU nurse and also just an amazing young lady. Laura, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Go right ahead.
Oh, geez. I put on the spot. I didn't exactly know what to say. But yes, I am a full-time NICU nurse at night, so that's making things a little complicated sometimes. But Zach has been an awesome leader along with my team, Michelle, his wife, Haley, now Michaela. We work as a team very well, so, like, we can balance having my shift that's a little off from everyone else's. But Legal Shield actually came in to my life when I actually was between jobs. And when you go off of a nursing salary to not having a nursing salary, you get kind of scared on how you can pay for things. And luckily, Legal Shield has been my blessing in disguise. So that was what I have to say.
Well, thank you so much, girls. We're really proud of you. And, you know, from the More Success Team, they can tell you every member on here, we're family. So we're always here for you, and we look forward to big things. Mr. Crabtree?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much. You guys are awesome, and look forward to seeing every wonderful thing you guys are going to do in Oklahoma. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Steve. Appreciate you and your team. Zach, you're doing an awesome job out there in the state of Oklahoma. Keep up the good work. We're looking for great things out of you and your team. Next, I want to go out to the state of Idaho and the $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I understand you've got some recognition tonight.
I do, and I'm just so proud of these guys. We all know that this coming weekend is the Level Up Las Vegas trip. And we were fortunate enough to have someone on the team earn that trip. Well over 10 recruits, because they didn't count the GAs they recruited too, but well over 10 recruits, twice the number of fast-star qualifiers necessary. But Dave and Terry Green are going to be going to Las Vegas this week on the company dime because they won the Level Up Las Vegas trip. I just want you to give them a quick shout out. And then also, I just want everyone to be aware, that this month, right, we started with the new performance club. So in order to qualify for a trip, you must be in performance club the whole quarter. So you got to get into performance club this month if you want to qualify for free airfare and free hotel at the leaders at all levels. And I fully expect that several people on the qualify Terry Green, who are going to Level Up Las Vegas, are already at 1.6 months as well, getting to qualify for that trip as well. So congratulations to you, and back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Damien, appreciate that, and congratulations to your associate. Now I want to go to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Tonight's guest speaker is a More Success Team Executive Director. He's a 3,000 Production Award winner, a $50,000 ring earner, and a Millionaire Club member. Both he and his wife, Jean, are the leaders on our, or true leaders on our More Success Team. They both exhibit a phenomenal work ethic. Mr. David Peterman, welcome to tonight's call.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can, David. Appreciate you.
All right.
And appreciate you being the guest speaker tonight.
Absolutely. You know, and Randy, let me start. It's always an honor. I mean, it's such a privilege to be on the More Success Team anyway. And we just, you know, it is. It's like a big family. I want to say too, Zach Turner there that just was on the call. He was an answer to our prayer because he's the new regional manager in that greater Oklahoma City area. Young man's doing a good job, professional and definitely energy level and very, very talented. I think we're going to see Oklahoma continue to grow. So we appreciate Zach and what he's doing. But let me just briefly tell you my story because it'll tie in a little bit to what I'm talking about as I go forward. You know, Randy, you know, and many other people on the team have heard, but maybe, you know, what we'll say tonight can, someone can get something from it in order to just give them more of an idea that you know, you can't just assume people are happy with what they're doing. I owned a construction business, had for 20 plus years, almost 23 years, as a matter of fact, between 85 and 100 employees most of that time. So I had a lot of employees, you know, and had to deal with all the employee problems, the liability, the workman's comp, the payroll, cash flow. You know, sometimes have to call the bank and, you know, have them move over, 50 grand on a line of credit to cover a payroll because we're 10 days out of the next draw on a job or whatever. So, you know, between those things and liability and regulatory compliance stuff, it just ceased to be fun. And yet, you know, I didn't think I could make the kind of money doing anything else. That as opposed to what I was doing, what I knew that I could do and what we were making at the time. So I'd been approached by a lot of different network marketing things, people, you know, having an office on, you know, 300 feet off the main traffic count in Payne County. We had a lot of people come by, oh boy, you know, you ought to look at this, you ought to do this, you know, whatever. And I never really saw any of those people that made any money. First thing. And, you know, having the issues and my attitude was, I'm a legitimate business person. You know, I have a business, we're making great money, all that kind of thing. But I had an insurance man an older gentleman that we had been buying, he actually bought commercial bonding insurance from him for a number of years. And he told me one day, boy, Dave, you ought to look at this business. You'd be really good at this business. And, you know, I'm kind of a people person. I like people. I like helping people. We did a great job of what we were doing in the construction business. And, you know, he kept after me, and I'm very, very thankful. Don't misunderstand. I'm very thankful for his persistence because he was definitely that. Mr. G came by, you know, the first little while. He came by, you know, once a week, then got to be once every 10 days to 2 weeks, and then once a month. But he did that for over 2 years. You got to understand, the guy was absolutely persistent. And I finally had agreed. He got to the point where he figured out that I wasn't interested in a business because I had all I could say grace over the way it was. And he wanted to show me, so he finally decided he wanted to show me the membership, the service, the product service that they offered. And I'd set up a couple of appointments and legitimately things came up and I couldn't make the appointments. And we set that third appointment and I was, you know, and we had a lot of stuff going on. We had a big pour going on one job. We were setting trusses on a job. We just had a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I made a conscious decision to go get it over with. That was my attitude. I thought about calling him, canceling in. I thought, no, I'm going to get this over with so he will leave me alone. And so I met him in a Brahms. And those of you, you know, it's just a sandwich shop, ice cream shop, whatever. Those of you don't know around Oklahoma, it's an Oklahoma-based company. And what But I'm editing at Brahms up on a North Perkins Road up in Stillwater. And Randy, from the time I went in till I left was 35 minutes. He went to read a brochure to me. He came in with a portfolio, went to reading the brochure, and I actually took the brochure away from him and read it myself because he was reading too slow. But I looked at it, and it just made sense. I'm thinking, if this is half as good as what it appears to be on paper, it's worth, over $20 a month to do that. Because, at that time I was in the chamber, have been for years and years. I knew most of the attorneys in Payne County, as a matter of fact. I either played golf with them, I was on a chamber committee with them, I built their office, I built their home, something. And you couldn't go get a copy made for $20 in an attorney's office. And most of them I wouldn't have had over for dinner. And there's a lot of good attorneys, but the fact is I just didn't have a lot of respect for them. I've spent some money with some and done some things. But I when I looked at the membership, it just made sense. So I bought the membership, wrote him a check. He didn't even give me the brochure. He gave me the pink copy of the application. That's all he gave me. But when I got up and got ready to leave, I asked him, I said, Mr. G, that was his nickname, Mr. G, tell me how much money you made doing that. And he hesitated for just a minute and he thought and he said, well, about $150. And I'm thinking, my lightning sharp mind that I have, I'm thinking $150, 30 minutes, $300 an hour. And he had no employees. He had no liability, workman's comp, payroll, cash flow. He had no regulatory compliance to deal with. He didn't even come in he had a portfolio with an application and a black and white brochure in it. And I'm thinking, gee, that just makes sense. So long story short, I'm a product of the product. The product, the membership, that's what got me. And yet, I was to a point that on Sunday afternoon after church, I'm thinking, oh my, tomorrow's Monday. So it had ceased to be fun. I don't like the words burnout or whatever because I wasn't. I actually liked doing what we did. I mean, it makes you feel good. I can still go around town again. We did this and that, and we did a really good job and had a good reputation, and made some money. And by the way, you can make money and lose money in the construction business. And if something happens, you go broke doesn't stop at zero. It just picks up momentum as it goes down. But I did some checking, and what I found out was that it was a phenomenal opportunity from a timing aspect. So my point in starting with what I'm going to say tonight is don't assume that even a business owner still loves what they want to do, because sometimes that great American dream becomes a nightmare. Don't assume everyone will see what you did the way you did at the first look. I mean, we have more tools, better tools, well, than, as you well know, we didn't have, they had a cassette tape and some things, and we didn't have nearly the tools. We didn't have the timing in the marketplace wasn't the same. Knew it was a good idea and something people needed. But the other thing is that what you don't want to do as you begin to talk to people, you don't want to dump on them. Start by asking some questions. And he was pretty good at that. He didn't give me a lot of information to begin with, but the only thing he could talk about was recruiting, and he didn't ask enough questions to find out what my why would have been and done that. But one of the best questions you can ask that would get a positive response is, most people, do you want to be, are you happy at what you're doing? Do you want to be happier and more successful? You know how you really like what you're doing? What's your dream job? And most people, I would have told him, I'm sick and tired of employees and all that. Because most people will start by naming the things they don't want. You think about it, I don't want a boss. I don't want that commute every morning and evening. I don't know, just do not have to listen to the alarm clock anymore. In my position, I didn't want any more employees. A lot of people tell you, well, I don't want the politics and the compromises that become there. However, if you can get them to list what they do want, a lot of times they'll say, well, I want to do something positive. I want to do something that has a worthy cause and has with meaning. I want to do something that has, I want some perks. I want to be able to travel if I want to, or I know a guy that what he wanted, what he's wanting currently. I mean, he's traveled for so many years. What he wants is to not have to travel. And by the way, we can do either or both of those. We'll talk about that after a bit. But they'll say, well, I'd like to represent a product or a service that helps people. Because most people like helping other people. I want to have unlimited income, and with the unlimited income, they may be, they also want the time freedom to be able to do that. And if they recognize and understand what residual income is, they'll say, well, I want something that has residual income with an ongoing revenue stream. They want something with, low risk, low liability issues. But what most people really want, it doesn't really come with a job, but rather a business. But the majority of people, you think about Robert Kiyosaki talked about, in cash flow quadrant, the four areas. You can be an employee or you can be self-employed. And that's how I started, was self-employed, and very quickly figured out that I needed to leverage, but all that created was more headaches. You can be a business owner, and that has what I was talking about a minute ago. Employee problems, liability, workman's comp, payroll, cash flow, regulatory, all that stuff. Or you can be an investor. And to be an investor, you have to have something to be able to invest, or you have to be able to create leverage or whatever. And there's some market volatility. There's a lot of things to consider there. But what people really would like to see is they'd like to be able to, they'd like to maybe start a business, but they don't want to have the huge startup cost or a franchise fee, but rather have something that they could start maybe with a low startup cost. Get to work with good people. They like, they want to have fun and have a great income that gives them that time freedom, the personal growth, do something meaningful so they can pillow their head at night knowing that they've been a blessing to other people. They can feel good about it. And what we do, you think about what we do, is no better way to teach people to become good stewards of what they've been blessed with, teach them how to, protect themselves, their family, their assets, their identity, and do it for pennies. What a deal. But they want to do something that maybe, is not going to be affected by the economy so much. And certainly if they, if they have an understanding of business and whatever, they want the tax benefits that coming with having your business. But most people, again, like helping people. So those are all things that when they look at, those are the things they want are actually in the business, more in the business climate rather than a job. Because you think about it, all jobs fall into, four or five categories. Jobs can only pay you what the job's worth or what the job can pay, and that's going to be based on, the worth and the everything about that, but it can only pay what the job's worth. Now, there's blue-collar jobs, there's white-collar jobs, and it doesn't make any difference. Either or both of those, you're going to have to do what you're told pretty much the way they tell you to, when they tell you, and you got to ask permission to, to get off or go do this or whatever. And all of that, and there's no security in it, especially anymore. Now, you can do sales. Again, I have I know people in sales that have done really well over, a couple of decades, and they've done really well. But now what's happening is that they're starting to cut territories and up quotas. So that may not be the answer either. Well, you can do a traditional business ownership, like what I had, and, a lot of people on the phone have had, again, with all the employees and liability, workman's comp, all the stuff, and, again, that American dream that becomes a nightmare. Or you can do some investing, like I said, that can take, you can have some problems there, and, again, you can create leverage, which may create a lot more issues all the way around. There's only one way to really get what you really want all in one package. And you think about it, we've heard it called a lot of different things. It's being touted now as the new gig economy. You're talking, you look at not only millennials, but certainly young people. They don't want to have to go through, and a lot of people that are, they have thought that they would be able to retire, and maybe they're to a point of not being able. They look at it and what it takes to retire, and they can't live on what they're. Comfortably or well and put much money back even with having a full-time job, and to think about retirement is just not in the in the works right now. So they want to be able to. So when it comes down to, you're really more and more people are looking for something rather than working. You know, a lot of young couples. You know, they have to work two full-time jobs and a part-time job between the two of them or something as a couple to make, you know, to pay for the babysitter and all the stuff and all the things. Yeah, it just takes a lot of money in today's society. So what we have, I mean, you think about what we have here may be the best answer. Think about the business model that we have here at Legal Shield. And we're going to go over that in just a minute because I want you to think about that. But anytime there's a good business model, like network marketing, creating leverage, there's also people who take advantage of other people, you know, use that business model to maybe deceive others or, you know, and guess what? There are, like we didn't all know it, but there are people who simply and only make emotional decisions. They don't make a business decision based on facts. They make an emotional decision. Then they get involved in something. And it may be so, and it doesn't matter what it is, and I'm not bad-mouthing all the other stuff out there. You just need to know what you're getting into. You know, if you want to do that, that's fine. But, you know, if it doesn't work, then, you know, they find themselves thinking that they're taking advantage of their friends, you know, with upfront loading costs of, you know, whether it be products or whatever. They get a garage full, a trunk full, whatever. There's ongoing, you know, you can change, you know, your existing buying habits. Anyway, I don't want to get into that too much, but you know, you can buy stuff at the big store for less money that's good or, you know, at least close to being as good or whatever. And without thinking about it, they condemn the business model. You know, if it didn't particularly work for them, they want to condemn the model, the network marketing industry or what. But again, think about what we have here with the business model that we have. The opportunity to use is, you know, the Legal Shield. It's not another Me Too deal. I mean, you know, we've heard that a lot, but you need to remember what you have a hold of. It's not another Me Too. It's not something that you can just run down to the big store. Have you ever gone into any kind of a store and seen, you know, a shelf full of attorneys? You know, I mean, you can go to the big store and get a will kit and you can get, you know, some things. There's online deal at, you know, LegalZoom. You can order it. But when you really look at what we have and the way we do it with proprietary delivery of the legal in the legal system and, you know, exclusive contractual arrangements with Kroll, you know, what we have, no one else can do. But what happens if, you know, they get involved? If someone gets involved, you got to be ready. I mean, you come in and, you know, your excitement level is at the highest and your knowledge is at the lowest. So you need to get ready to have, you know, you really need to use the system and the tools we have and listen to your sponsor and do that and work as a team and do that. But the fact is you're going to have to deal with some truth when dealing with your prospects. You must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. You understand I said ignorant people, not stupid. That doesn't have anything to do with it. But with people who it's an educational process, if you will, but don't get bogged down, you know, too long in trying to educate them. It's too slow to grow. And what happens is you might get frustrated and quit too soon. You know, it really is a numbers game. You know, that SW to the fourth. Some will, some won't. So what? Some are waiting. You know, there are people who are looking, legitimately looking for opportunity. They go to bed at night, pillow their head, praying for some way to be able to have more money, more time, more freedom, not have all of the hassle, the commute, all the stuff we already talked about. I mean, there are people literally looking for that. Now, there's a lot of unconscious, incompetent people out there too. They just don't know that they don't know. You know, so our job is like, you know, help them to become a conscious incompetent. You help them to at least understand, that's kind of that educational process, help them to understand that they don't understand. But they, at least you can give them the documented facts and show them what we have. And remember that, therefore, you must be a conscious competent. You know, you're going to have to, you maybe you have to consciously look it up, think about it, do that, use the tools, use other people, whatever. But what you're going to do is as you grow, you're going to grow into an unconscious competent. You're going to even unconsciously know what you have and how to be able to present it and do that. But don't give up too quick. You know, that stick and stay thing. And it does come. The pay does come. I'm living proof. You know, if you just stick and stay and write good business, they're going to pay you millions of dollars. I mean, it's a fact. You say, well, how? By building your belief system. You know, you got to build your belief system. Yes, sure, you need to believe in yourself and the product and service and the company and the delivery system and the compensation, the timing and all. But how do you do that? Well, there's a really good way to start, and the key to immediately starting is listening to your sponsor, listening to your upline success team. You know, you can look at the LMS system that we have. And everyone on this call tonight's a Legal Shield associate. They're on the team and they're getting started and all that. But that learning management system that's in your back office, accessible to everyone. If you need to develop, you know, the believe in yourself, you need to work on personal development. I certainly had to. Used to scare me to death to get in front of a third grade Sunday school class to teach them. And you know, it's just, but when you know that you know, and you know what we have, the product and service and company, all that, then it really becomes, you do become an unconscious competent. But if you want to grow, that learning management system has personal development tools. I mean, you look at from the Franklin Covey stuff all the way through, I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity for self-improvement and personal development. But then believe in Legal Shield, our product and service. Gee, I couldn't even tell you how many are back there now. I mean, I go through them on a regular basis, and I learn stuff all the time. I mean, if someone ever gets to a point where they say, well, I know it all, you really probably better watch out for them. And I can tell you that if you stick around our company too long, they're always changing things, and they've always changed for the better. I mean, it's just amazing. They've just done more and more and more to make it a better opportunity and the timing better and all the things that they do. But again, the learning management system, whether you want to learn about our legal plan, or if you want to learn about our specialty plans, or if you want to learn about our ID shield, you know, and I won't go into that tonight. I absolutely love both our legal plan and our ID shield. And when you combine those together and put a real hedge of protection, that wall of security and peace of mind, where you really can protect yourself, your family, assets, and then do it for pennies, unbelievable value. You got to believe in not only the product and service, believe in the company. You know, we've been around a long time, as you have and many of the people on the phone. When you look at where we came from and Mr. Sonsifer and the vision and the mission that he had, and, you know, it's just absolutely incredible that we have something that people can, they can do, again, knowing that they're going to be able to help people in the process and do that. So believe in the company, and again, you can learn more. Look at our partnership with, you know, our proprietary delivery system within the legal. Look at the exclusive contractual arrangement with Kroll. Look at, you know, look and study and learn. Look at the delivery system. You know, again, that's the proprietary delivery system and the legal plan that we talked about, but no one else can do what we do, either in the legal or the ID Shield arena. The compensation. You know, again, most of the people on the call tonight understand the compensation and the residual income and the brokerage overrides and all the stuff, but I'm telling you, the compensation plan is second to none. Best compensation plan I've seen in any industry. And for years, I had people come in, oh, boy, you need to look at this. This plan's better. You know, we could do this or what. There isn't anything. You know, you think about how much volume do you and or your team need to do in order to put $1,000 a month in the bank? And, you know, we won't get into that right now, but just understand it's there. And if you want to look at it, look in the learning management system. You can study your compensation plan and get with your success team. They can tell you the timing of where we're going. Gee, the timing's never been better. And Randy, we, you know, many of us on here now know, and we've been around for a lot of years, but you understand that the timing right now is better than it's ever been. I'm more excited now. Gina and I are more excited right now about what we're doing than we ever have been. And I have people, you know, we turned 65. I have people that say, well, when are you going to retire? Why would I want to retire? what are you going to do? I mean, I talk to financial planners and different things all the time, and they say, well, how are you planning for this? What are you going to do when you're, you know, when your job, they want to ask questions about that. What better way to be able, you know, people, in, even if they're looking at a retirement, or maybe they may be young, like Zach Turner we talked about earlier, or like DeAndre Graham over in Tulsa, a young man, millennial, that's just blowing it up. And whether they be young or old or whatever, when you look at what are you going to do? What do you want to do? You know, this is something you can be proud of. You can pillow your head at night knowing that you've been a blessing to people and do those things. So really what it comes to get started, you know, if you're going to do it, let's get all in. You know, don't be a poser. Be yourself. Just be a bolder self. Don't be an amateur. Become a professional. And you don't have to do that 100% on your own. But you do need to treat it like a business. And if you will, it will treat you like a business. You have only, you know, it. And some people say, well, you know, it only costs $99 to start. But it can pay you millions of dollars. You know, the old adage, you know, it's up to me. You got to keep in mind that the product, service, and compensation are all the same for all of us. The only variable is me. You know, again, I was a slow starter because I didn't want to recruit anybody to begin with because I didn't, it looked to me like it was too much like employees, but I just didn't understand. And then the second thing that if you can do anything wrong, I did it. You know, that's the reason I can talk about some of this stuff now, the way I can is because you look at where we are. You need to learn. You need to grow. I wouldn't do three-way calls. Didn't know what a three-way call was, but I didn't need to do them because they were my contacts. I had credibility with them. I would do it. So what I did is I talked them into and out of it all in the same 2.5-hour cup of coffee. You know, you can't do that. You know, if you think about the business model, and, you know, Randy, I'm looking at my, Gene just came in and pointed out the clock. Again, I've got other stuff to cover, but you think about the business model, I'll quit with this. You look at the business model. Understand that a person in business or anybody that's thinking about building a business, whether it be a franchise or whatever, you need to think about. If you could buy a franchise, pay a lot of money up front and monthly or quarterly, and you pay money to get to use a company's name and a system, well, we have a system. What you're really doing is buying a job and needing to buy or lease the facility. You're still having all the overhead and the liability and maybe employees, and it may not be a good idea. Or you could figure out what type of product or service that you want to offer, if there's a need in the marketplace, and can you meet the need in the marketplace, and what's the competition. You find out, then you have to decide if you're going to buy it, wholesale and resell it, or if you're going to, you know, going to need to manufacture or arrange to acquire the service at a wholesale price. Then, again, you got to buy, lease, build a facility, you know, comply with all the regulatory compliance, liability issues, the comp, insurance, all the insurance, all the stuff. You're going to have employees. You're going to have to make or arrange for whatever you're going to do. You have to have a sales team. You have to deliver it. You have to bill for it, collect for it. You got to have compensation, so you got to mark it up and do whatever you need to do to be able to pay people. And what do we have here at Legal Shield? You have such a low startup cost. It's absolutely amazing. And then, you know, minimal ongoing costs or overhead. The $20 a month for the Legal Shield Advantage, absolutely insane. For a professional, personalized website and all the things that we have, there's no inventory, no employees, no large capital investment, no delivery billing collections, no liability, comp, payroll. You know, you think no regulatory compliance stuff. The company takes care of that. We have no territory. Well, 50 states and in 4 provinces of Canada. There's no quotas. There's no, you know, you don't have to set up a claims department, and yet huge market with very little market penetration and nearly a 200,000 square feet of facility with over 700 employees to take care of us. Great compensation, all the stuff. Randy, I'm going to leave it at that. If all I wanted to do is get people to understand that if you're talking to people, don't prejudge them. You know, please don't prejudge them. You know, and prioritize. You don't know, and there's several ways, and I'll get into maybe another time we can talk about, you know, from a prospecting standpoint, what you can do. But if you're going to go network, at least network on purpose with a purpose. You know, don't pounce on people, but be professional. After all, you only get one first impression. The other thing I can tell you, I'd close with this, Randy, and I've signed profiles for years with it, and some of you have that, but be, do, have. Be committed to do whatever it takes to have what you want. And Lord knows, Gene and I are very, very thankful for Legal Shield, for the More Success team, and we're really just getting started. Thanks, Randy. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, David, I appreciate you. You did a fantastic job tonight. I'd hate to see you if you ever got excited about this business.
I'm about to.
Your belief level is through the roof right now.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate you and Gene and the leadership that you've shown here in the state of Oklahoma and, of course, on our team throughout North America. You're doing an incredible job, and just want to let you know in front of everybody just how much we appreciate your efforts. All right, Mr.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you once again, David. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you, if you would, keep Mr. Ken Moore in your prayers. He's back in the hospital in Oklahoma City, so he definitely needs your prayers tonight. But like he always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, good night.